In the early 2000s, not long after the war in Afghanistan began, Sater says he met Trump thanks to his work for Bayrock, the real estate company. Neither the White House nor Cohen would comment for this story. Sater raised money for Bayrock from, among others, a wealthy businessman from the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan, and he persuaded people in Trump's orbit, including Cohen, his old friend, to bring his deals before the boss. Two of the ideas worked out. Sater and the New York real estate mogul eventually worked on the Trump Soho in Manhattan and a hotel and condo project in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which failed after the 2008 economic crisis. He and Trump, Sater claims, were friendly, but not particularly close. As Abe Wallach, a former Trump Organization executive, once told the journalist Tim O'Brien, "It's not very hard to get connected to Donald. If you make it known that you have a lot of money and you want to do deals and you want to put his name on it." But Trump eventually distanced himself from Sater after the New York Times published an article detailing the latter's criminal conviction for assault, as well as his role in the stock scam case. "If he were sitting in the room right now, I really wouldn't know what he looked like," Trump said of Sater in a 2013 video deposition taken in connection with a civil lawsuit. 2 years later, as Trump was running for president, a reporter asked the Apprentice star about his former business partner, and he replied, "I'm not that familiar with him." For Sater, these comments were hurtful, but he didn't stop trying to work with Trump. There was still money to be made. Nor did he cease working with the FBI. Law enforcement officials say that beginning in 2005 and continuing for several years afterward, Sater helped break up a Russian ring in St. Petersburg that was hacking into the U.S. financial system. Taddeo, the FBI agent who had summoned Sater back to the U.S. in the pump-and-dump case, worked with him on the case. The two men traveled to Limassol, Cyprus, a popular post-Soviet vacation spot for Russians. Under the FBI's watch, Sater had infiltrated the hackers, helping them launder money, and even met with the group's ringleader in Cyprus. The irony of this operation is not lost on Sater. According to an indictment brought by Mueller, it was allegedly a St. Petersburg outfit, the internet research agency that spread fake news in the U.S. before the 2016 election. I asked Sater whether the FBI had indicated that the cases he worked on were linked to the same group or to the alleged Democratic National Committee hackers. "It could be part of the same group," Sater claims. "They've told my lawyer, and some of the information we gathered is still actionable." The Department of Justice declined to comment on that matter. Either way, in court proceedings and in testimony before Congress, various law enforcement officials have consistently vouched for Sater, including former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who told the Senate Intelligence Committee that he had provided valuable and sensitive information to the government when he was running the U.S. Attorney's Office, when she was running the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, which is why when Sater was finally sentenced for the stock scam case in 2010, a case brought against him 12 years earlier, he got a $25,000 fine. For a once-convicted felon who had taken part in a multi-million-dollar scam, that was nothing.